Hi, welcome to the Career Refresh Podcast. I'm your host, Jill Griffin. I'm a former media and marketing executive turned career strategist and executive coach. I spent my career working my way up and through the ranks of global organizations and startups, and today I show others how to do the same. Join me each week as we discuss the strategies and actionable steps to leverage your strengths, increase your confidence, and develop your career well-being. Ready? Let's do it. Hey there, welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Jill Griffin. Today, I want to talk about networking. Sometimes it can feel really scary because you're like, I don't know how to do it. I get it. I've been there. I'm going to share the three steps that I find to be the most effective, and my clients will agree with you, for networking. So the first is creating a networking resume. Yep. You are going to get your resume down to one page, and it's going to be so short, so sweet, and just hitting high-level bullets. You'll send your resume along with your networking resume, but when you're asking someone for help, this will help them describe you and help them make connections. You're going to cover things like, what is your desired role? Letting them know that you're interested in programs and projects and resources within sales, really, really specific and clear. Possible positions. You've probably heard about the applicant tracking software or the ATS, and you need to make sure that your really nice title that you have now translates to other titles, making sure that we're calling ourselves things like sales director, vice president of sales, and not things like director of first impressions, which was actually someone's title that doesn't translate. This will also help when you send this networking resume to somebody that they know the kinds of positions that you're looking for. Then I want you to list a quick summary, like two bullets of your professional background, that you've had roles in HR, technical support, corporate marketing, and you've also have technical degree and IT experience. Laying that out for people so they know that even though you've had a career in sales, that you do have other experience, super helpful. And again, it helps you do the work and that they don't have to do the work for you. Next, I would layer in your strengths and skills. This is an area that if you're using any of the career assessments in the marketplace, you could layer in really easily, but using the language around the actual strength, not the strength itself per se. So you could say something as simple as within your skills that your vision of tomorrow can inspire others, that you're able to find patterns in data, and you're able to quickly assess a path forward, that you really enjoy the process of thinking and you like to train and develop others. Really getting clear in what those skills are and using human language. You're diligent and dependable. You bring order to chaos. You are detail-oriented. You put an emphasis on quality and excellence. This is the way you up-level your skills by keeping them short and sweet and succinct. Next, I want you to highlight any areas of achievements. This can be achievements that you've won an industry award. It can be anything that you've contributed to within the company that you helped deliver on time, on budget. It can also be if you've won an award within your company because you were the top salesperson 4 quarters running. List those out. Again, we're talking 2 or 3 bullets. And lastly, I want you to think about your target companies and your target area. I know that many of us are still working from home, but if you're open to a move, list the cities or states that you're open to moving in. And then, of course, possible companies or your target companies. This is where you want to list out brand name companies. When you have a networking resume ready, it is really easy for people to forward it around for you. And they don't have to do the heavy lifting for you because someone can eyeball it really quickly and know who they should introduce you to next, or if they have an opportunity. Again, I would include your resume along with this, but it ends up being like an executive summary of your resume, but a really quick and easy cheat sheet without having to read the whole resume that may be layered in jargon and numbers where people are just trying to figure out where they can connect you to. Okay, so first is the networking resume. Second is I want you to think about the 4 layers of networking. First is warm versus cold leads. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Second is family and friends. And within family and friends, you know, You might be rolling your eyes right now and saying my family isn't connected or my friends aren't connected, but they might be. If you start with that networking sheet and send it around to them, before you realize it, you might find someone who's one or two degrees of separation away from one of your target companies. Just reach out. The next is your community, and whether your community is your colleagues in your department and it feels safe to approach them about networking for your next opportunity, whether it's a trade community or whether it's your actual local community, reaching out to your community. Again, that networking sheet makes it really easy to let people know what you're looking for, and they don't have to do the heavy lifting. And lastly is your alumni office. Same thing. Many alumni will reach out to their office because they want to hire grads from their university. Reaching out to them, you'd be surprised at how often they might be able to connect you with people that are currently in the market to be hiring people. Those are the four layers of networking, and you want to think about each one. And the last one is actually getting into your action plan. I like to create a Google Sheet, which just layers in name, role. So as I'm doing any of my cyber detective work and trying to find out who's the hiring manager and find out any of that detail information, I'm collecting it all in one place. And I'm also saving the links. If I see any LinkedIn job descriptions, I'm also saving those links and dropping it all in the same Sheets document. Finding those areas of common interest will help when you're writing your emails and reaching out to people for connection. And then last, I want you to think about, as I always say, think about reciprocity. And where can you be helping the person you're reaching out to? Do you have interesting articles to share? Do you also have candidates that you know or friends that you know that might be helpful to this person that you can introduce to? Finding a way to be in that reciprocation is really important, especially when you're outreaching. When I do outreach, I always say at the end of it, and how can I help you? What are you looking for? And they may say, you know what, I'm not ready yet, but you know, next quarter, I'm going to need a new marketing director. Do you know of anyone? Maybe I do, maybe I don't, but I'm going to actively be thinking about how I can be of service back so that everyone wins as we up-level our connections and relationships. And lastly, I want you to start crafting templates for yourself. Crafting the template for your emails in the moment can feel really stressful. Crafting them ahead of time so they almost become templatized that you can drop in the key bits and key pieces of data feels a lot easier because then you can start to move quickly. So something as simple as like, hey Jill, I came across your profile while researching your company and I'd be so interested for working with your company and I wanted to inquire about the culture, growth, and any professional development opportunities. If you have time over the next few weeks, would you be open to a phone call or a Zoom meeting? Thanks in advance for your generosity, and I'll follow up again in a week. Super simple and direct. That would be a great email to send to someone who is a cold lead. For a warm lead, it can be as simple as, hey Jill, how you doing? I don't know if you remember me, but we worked together at XYZ company. I know this may seem random, but I'm doing some research on the top places to work and I came across your company as an option and I see that you work there. I'd love to talk to you about your experience and I noticed that there are a few positions opened. Wanted to know if you'd be open to connecting around company and culture. Would you be open to grabbing a coffee or a Zoom meeting in the next few weeks? Thanks in advance for your time, right? So when you write these ahead of time from a place of positivity, it can really flow. If you're writing them as you're approaching and you're like, okay, I have to really write a great email right now, there feels to be a lot more pressure. So I, again, like to create templates in advance that then I can customize and just drop in the key points as I'm about to send the emails. So it's really simple. And this was meant to be short and sweet. Three ways, creating a networking resume, thinking about the four levels of networking, and creating templates for yourself are some of the easiest and fastest ways to get you into market and get you expanding your circle. Okay, friends, that's what I have. Short and sweet, three steps. Creating a networking resume, thinking about the four levels of networking, and lastly, creating templates ahead of time so that when you're in the moment and you need to send out your email, you're already good to go and you can move quickly. If you have additional ways that you find are super helpful networking, reach out to me. I'd love to hear them. And lastly, who are you getting your support from? If you're looking for support in career strategy, finding ways to create confidence, maximize your strengths, and create really tremendous results, I would love to talk to you and see what's possible. I'll put all that information in the show notes, and I look forward to hearing from you. All right, everyone, have a fabulous week, and I'll see you next time. Hey, thanks for listening to the Career Refresh Podcast. If you're enjoying this and you want more information, go to my website, jillgriffincoaching.com. There you can find information on how to work with me one-on-one or my group programs, or even bring me into your workplace. I'll put the link to my website in the show notes. But hey, listen, before you go, do me a favor, rate and review this podcast because it definitely helps me get the word out to people everywhere so that they can also thrive in the workplace. All right, friends, I appreciate you. I'll see you soon.